Kerevasim. Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Acharei Mos, Hayedaber Hashem al Moshe Acharei Mos, Shnei Bnei Aaron, Mikarvosam Lefnei Hashem Leyamusu. And it's interesting that the Torah here refers to Nadav Avihu as Shnei Bnei Aaron. Instead of, why do they call him Nadav Avihu? They had names, everyone knows the names. It was a Shnei Bnei Aaron. And this point was in this Orer in the Sefer Tonus Pasim. This was written by the Baal HaToldos, Yaakov Yosef of Polano. The same person who wrote the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He has a couple of things that he mentions. But in the third thing he mentions, Lama Kosev B'nei, Al Shem Avim, Lama Kosev Shmos Atzman. So he says, based the following. There are two Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos that he compares. Page 5, Rabbi Omer, Yizer Derech Yishar, Sheyover Lo Odom. Which is the path that you should choose to go through? It should be something that's Tiferes La'osa. In other words, something that's good for you and good for the people around you. But it's interesting, he quotes from the Medrash Shmuel that points out that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai later in Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes uses a lashon Eidzer Derech Yishara Sheyidbok Bo Ha'adam. So what's this change of a lashon of Sheyavor lo ha'adam, Derech Yishara Sheyavor versus Derech Yishara Sheyidbach Bach. What's that those different Lashonos? So he writes the Ksodas Pasim on page 4, first word in the line is Biyur. Biyur ki v'vachurus roi sheyaski lasos atov k'dei shelo tiferes. He says, when you start life, when you're young, when you're bachur, so you shouldn't do things in great extremities. You shouldn't cleave on to very high madrigos. Because if you're going to jump to the top right away and you're not ready for it, then you're going to fall down. So the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says Eizer Derech Yishara Sheyavar Lo Ha'adam, that's talking about the person in his youth. He's starting out, so he's not ready for Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes of Yidbach Bo Ha'adam. He's not ready for that high level of Dveikus. But Mashen Kane says on page 4, the Baal Tonus Pasim of the Toldos. Masha'en kein im yochas b'darchei ha-chasidus miyad b'bachuruso zeh esibas bitulo mikol v'chol. Whereas if you're going to, sometimes people when they're very young they take upon themselves things and usually they never asked any mentor, any older person. They decide that they should daven a shmon esrei for an hour and a half. And they decide they should be taking on tanesim. And they just, you know, all these things of which seemingly are things of high madrigas, and they're doing it as young people, and usually 99% of the time they never were shoal eitzah with somebody. They never were shoal eitzah. And a lot of times if you take upon yourself these things at a young age, in the end you make your Yiddishkeit so difficult, then in the end you just give it all up. And that's, I've seen this type of thing. So he says, he quotes the Tosas Yontif. He says, why were they in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, why is it called Ben Zoma, Ben Azai? Why didn't it say their name? Because these people died when they were young. So they still go by the name of their father. Those before they made their own mark, their own identity. So he says, that's Pshat, Shnei Bnei Aaron. They're not called Nadav Aviu here. They're called Bnei Aaron to show that the Pshat was they died when they were young. Bekarvasam Levnei Hashem Vayamusu, that they wanted to leap to high levels of Kedusha before they were really ready. And the Chasam Sofer in the Taurus Moshe writes this as well. And that was the Siba of their... They wanted to get straight from Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph of Sheyavar Lo Adam, skip that stage, and go to the stage of Sheyidbok HaAdam. And I think, you know, this is a very important message in life, that, and of course there are room for Chumras, and there are room for Hidurim, but if you're going to do something in extremity, you should never do it with, especially in your youth. Usually you shouldn't do it at all, but if you really feel you need to do it, you should speak to somebody of older than you. That doesn't mean 2 years older than you, but someone older than you who understands life and understands, you know, Yisodos of Yadus and Yisodos of Derech HaChayim, and understands you. And not just take upon themselves, I'm going to do this tinyness, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, I'm going to stay up this night a week, and that night a week. And that's basically what they told us, what the Ktonus Pasim, which the Baal HaTold us, says that exactly. Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu is that they jumped too high, too quick, and then they lost it all. And this idea, the Toldos himself in his Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef writes in other places, he discusses the famous Gemara in Pesachim and Nun Amud Beis on page 8. Look a little bit further down to where I put the first word on the line. The last three skinny lines. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, La'olam, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, La'olam Yasok Adam, B'Torah Mitzvah Safal Pi Shelo Lishma, Shemitok Shelo Lishma, Bo Lishma. Right, that's the famous Chazal. Mitok Shelo Lishma, Bo Lishma. So what does that mean? So says the Toldos on page 10. Zeh Amru B'Shas Lo'olam Yosak Adam B'Torah Shalol Shema B'Shal Shalol Shema B'Ol Shema Diktu Gu Lo'omar Lo'olam Yosak The Dafka Tzar Tchila Shalol Shema. So the Toldos says Lo'olam means that this is the way you should do it. But you shouldn't necessarily, when you start off and you're a young person, think that, oh, I'm going to have the most purest kavanas, and I'm only do it if I have these pure kavanas. No, you should start off, you don't have to start off with the highest madregas. And fakert, that's the way you should start. La'olam, this is the way to do it. First, shalol lishma, meaning first, not such a high madrega, and then work yourself up. But if you're going to say right away, I'm going to start with the high madregas, and I'm going to take upon myself so much, that could be very dangerous. And again, that's why it's very important that a person has a Rebbe that, you know, an older person. Again, it could be the Rebbe you have in yeshiva, it could be some other person that you know, but somebody, some type of mentor who's older, wiser, and has the Torah values that you aspire to, that could give hadracha. It doesn't mean that you can never think for yourself, but when if you do certain things, especially things that are not what everyone else is doing, and there's nothing wrong with being an have individuality, but sometimes you do something in extremity that could, in the end, cause a lot of detriment. And so that's la'olam. Rabbi Blau has said over several times, I think from Rav Gerelich, and they say also that Chaim Volozhiner also had that, supposedly had that diuk. We'll see in the Nefesh HaChaim, he seems to say something different. There's one line, as Rav Moshe Shapiro showed me, maybe something similar, but that's here in the Toldos. La'olam. That means dafka, it should be through this progression of shalom l'shma and then l'shma. And the Toldos says also pshat in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, page 9. Kishafti derachai vashiva raglai el edosecha. So he says in the fourth column, page 10, atam nirli mishimati mori bira posik shafti derachai vashiva raglai el edosecha. Kim yirtze lokum chatzos laila rak l'shem shamayim lumod Scarable Yesahara, Kach Eti Yusu Sheo, his oral, Lodover Lasok, Betroch of Adroch of Sheishmo Shaikhus El Yesahara, Kaka Vashibragle Dosecha. Meaning, words, first you should do it for your own motivation, Drocha, your own motivation. And then you could work up to the Madrega of Vashibragle El Dosecha. The same idea. Then he says another, and elsewhere in the Toldos, he says another interesting thought, also based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The famous Mishnah, let's see if we have it here. What page?
11.
Famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos, page 11. Val tomer l'cha'efne eshne shem eloti pana. So the Parsha Pshat means you shouldn't say, well, when I have free time, then I'll learn. Because you may never have free time. You always have to find the time. You never say, when I find free time, then I'll learn. So that's the Parsha Pshat. But the Toldos has a fascinating other Pshat in this. And I think it's very, very relevant in people's lives. And that is, take a look. On page 13. Second column. V'zei yuvan kol ha-mishnayis en kos leil. Al tomar l'efne eshne rotzolomar. Lasir lifnos tchila pniyah chitzonis vaz aschil lishnos ulumod ki az muskarbo hayetzahara yoser. Take a look in the Noam Latoldos, he explains. Evne einu loshen pnai v'zman rak loshen pinui. Whereas efne could also mean I'm going to clean it out. Was meaning like this. Whereas a lot of times people feel that they have machshavas in the head of things that are not so pure, things that are not so good, and therefore they feel they guilty, and therefore how can I be learning in the Beis Medrash? How can I be davening? My mind is full of, and of course you should try whatever you can not to bring these things into your mind and to your head. But you can't say, well, I'm only going to start learning and davening and trying to make my steps forward if I can rid my mind efne. I'm going to, meaning lefanot, to take out, to clean out from all the schmutz that I have inside, then I'll learn. He says you can't do that. Hayno al tomer efne me'imi hapniya chitzonis u'machshava zoros az eshne velmod lo tasa kein shema lo tifne. He has Adrabah Yisgaber Alecha Yitzhara Lemno Oscha. Because it's not going to work that way. In other words, you have to realize that you're going to make mistakes, and you might have certain machshavas that are not the greatest, and but still, you move on, and that shouldn't be a hindrance. That shouldn't be a hindrance. And you have to realize that when you're young, you can't, you know, think that you're going to be on the madrega of, you know, some big tzaddik. You know, that's the famous letter that Rav Huttner wrote, that he criticizes certain biographies of Gedolim when they just speak about, you know, what they were at age 95, and how, and they don't tell what the struggles were in their lives beforehand, and it makes it very impractical for people, because it makes it sound like everyone, all these people, you know, had no struggles and they were just born perfect, and age 2 was like age 95, and it was all the same. But no, life has struggles, and you shouldn't be down on yourself if you're not yet on this, you know, tremendous madrega that you aspire for yourself, because as long as you're progressing, and you have to go step by step till you reach. And that's the, he also, the Toldos says Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei on page 14. Toldos has a lot of different svarim here. We have this Sonas Pasim, the Toldos, and the Tzofnas Paneich, also by the Toldos. Not to be confused by the one written by the Rogatchover. Melech b'mishpat yamin eretz v'ish trumos yaharsena. So he says that idea means, ish trumos means the person who is going to just, you know, jump quickly at once. Like laharim, to go high all of a sudden at once, instead of going step by step, that's gonna be a recipe for failure. Then he quotes in Parshas Bo, page 15, the same idea. In the second paragraph, the Indian, the Shamati B'Shem Chassid Moran Kassir, Elo Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Lo Shamati Tam Yaakov Shagorm Lolid Yosef, nearly Kassad Mokawach, Lo Salah B'Malos Al Mizbechi. You shouldn't take big steps. Yitzarach Laskim Mimata Lamala, Lo Yaniach Shum Madrega Miloloso Dim Lokain, Shimirsiya Bezo Gimel Madrega's Gorm Lipol, Chas V'Shalom. If you're going to take three steps at a time, then you're going to fall. So the Zayuva, next column. Elo told us Yaakov Yosef, Shim Yaskir Bimatim in Yaakov. Yaakov is the Akev, is the heel. So if you start from the heel, you start from the bottom Madrega, as Yuchal Hosif. Because if you start from the small Madrega, then you can be Mosif a little bit. But if you're going to just go to the top right away, then you're not going to be successful. And then he quotes in the next, the bottom of the right column, "Zeh yuvan melch b'mishpat yomid eretz ken hagam b'mishpat al pi teva," to go step by step. That's going to be kayim. Machein kein ish trumos shirosel lahaschil miyad b'mindos umalos tromos. Trumios means high madregas. Right away, that's going to cause you to fail. And you'll take a look. Rav Chaim Volozhin has a little bit of this as well. That you shouldn't not learn because it's Shemot Yomar Adam Yachash, page 19, second column, the second paragraph. Shem Yomar Adam Yachash Yevshal Lo Hefchilas Limudi El Lishma Shalol Lishma Levaron Shagodol. Maybe he shouldn't learn. So that's what he says. La'olam yasag adam. Shiyumar afil shalol l'shma. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And to tie all this in with Parshas Kedoshim, so the Torah says, "Daber al kodas b'nei Yisrael, v'amart lehem Kedoshim tiyu." Right? So there's a famous Chazal, the famous Medrash. I didn't bracket it, but it's on page 23, fifth line. Kedoshim tiyu yochol kamoni. You might think you should be kadosh like Hashem. Talmud lomar ki kadosh ani kedushasi lamala mikedushaska. No, you can't be like me. My kedusha is higher. So what is the? So everyone asks, what's the havamina? Do you have a havamina that we should be kadosh like Hakadosh Baruch Hu? That we need a pasuk? That kamashmul or not? What's the havamina? So the famous piece, Rav Shechter likes to quote it over from Rav Shimon Shkab, that kedusha comes from giving to others, and that a person should give to others, but he also has to do things for himself also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only is meitiv l'acherim. So we shouldn't be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we only do for others and we don't do anything for ourselves. That's Rav Shimon Shkab. But to tie it into what we're talking about today, in the Sefer Divrei Moshe, with the Talmud of the Baal Shem, he says very simple that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha has two parts to it. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to go from step to step. His Kedusha is right away. He was on the highest Madrega. And furthermore, his Kedusha never stops. And we could sometimes have a lapse and fall down. So that's what it means. Yochol kamoni, you might think that you should just jump to the top, just like the Ribono Shel Olam is his fourth column. In other words, the Kedusha should be right away without any stepping stone to it, and it should be tamidius without any lapses. No! You have to realize that your Kedusha is going to come from step after step, and you have to realize also that sometimes you'll have a lapse, and sometimes you'll fall. And the Ribbono Shel Olam won't. So that's what it means, Yochol Kamoni. Don't think that you always have to be perfect, and don't think you have to start perfect. Now we're in the time of Sfira, where we always speak about Rabbi Akiva and the Talmidim and something. So the famous Ovos de Reb Nosson. Ovos de Reb Nosson, on page 25, says, what happened with Rabbi Akiva? He was 40 years old and he didn't learn. And one day he was standing by the well and he saw a stone that had an indentation in the stone. And he said, how did the indentation come? He says, because every day a little drop of water fell on the stone. And then ultimately it made an impression. So says Rabbi Akiva, just like something so soft like water could have an impression on something hard like a stone, so Divrei Torah, which itself is so potent, certainly should be able to penetrate my heart and miyad chazar l'ilmot Torah. So there's an interesting chiddush that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says on page 28. Pashup Pshat, we learned that Rabbi Akiva before age 40, and that's a simple pshat, didn't learn anything. And now at first age 40, he was first starting out. But Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and the Parish explains, said no. Because he was medayik from the Lashon Miyad Chazar L'ilmot Torah, which means he's coming back. That he did start learning when he was younger. He did start learning. But what? He didn't see any success. Here, let's take a look. First word in the line is Torah, page 28, right side. First word in the line is Torah. Ki Rabbi Akiva b'tchilas limudo mein roshem mutzus heslo amar noash lenafsho. And look in the parish. B'tchilas limudo shei meloshon abraisa ba'ovos d'Rav Nosson miyad chozer l'mol Torah. Muchach shei Rabbi Akiva lomar ela shehifsik. He stopped b'nei shalo hirgisha Torah osa roshem shal yirshamayim al libo. In other words, he thought he wasn't getting anywhere. So then he stopped. And then when he saw how, you know, the little drops, eventually, if you have a little bit every day, eventually it's going to make a roshem. So then he said, you know, maybe I should go back, and then one day, you know, if I keep at it, it'll affect me, and it'll be successful, etc., just like the just like this. And that's what he did. So, and that's sometimes the reason, getting back to what we were saying, sometimes the reason people want to jump high quickly, they want to see results. You know, especially in this world, you know, people aren't patient, they want to see results. So I want to be on a high madre, I want to be davening this unbelievable Shmon Esrei for an hour, and then fasting all these Tanesim. I want to see results quickly. And that originally Rabbi Akiva wanted to see results. And that's why originally he was learning, then he stopped, because he wasn't seeing the results he wanted to see. And then eventually he saw that that's not the way it works. It's keeps drop, drip, drip, drip. After a long time, then you see the results. But you keep at it. And one of the things of Nadav Avihu is that Hora Halacha B'Pnei Rabo, and Chazal say they weren't no till Eitzah Zemizet. It's all connected. Because these people who at young ages just jump too high too quickly are people who are not notel etza and not asking, don't have a mentor, and they don't want to listen, and they think they know better than everyone else, and then ultimately they fall. And then and some of these people who are big masmidim and big daveners barely keep anything. Because they never, and that's why it's always important, you know, say l'charav, k'nei l'chachover, you shouldn't be on your own and deciding. Again, of course you should have a certain independence, and the best Rebbe you can have is a Rebbe who understands you and wants you to be who you are and not trying to make you who you're not. But, and to take that individuality, but still you need hadracha. You can't say, well, I know I need to fast, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. You know, b'li hadracha, and that could cause a failure. That could cause a failure. And Be'ez Hashem, as I titled here, Yitzivus B'Kedusha, means you want the Kedusha to be strong and stay steadfast, so it's darga achar darga. It has to come. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right to the top, right away, and it's always like that. And we're not like that. Yochol kamoni, no, not kamoni. Meaning we have to do it darga achar darga, and we're going to slip sometimes. And the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need darga achar darga, and it's not going to slip. But that's the message that we learn. B'nei Aaron, the Ketonis Pasim says, when they were still young, they don't get their even to show this idea. They were youthful, they had youthful aspirations to go too quick, too fast, and then they lost it all. So Be'ez Hashem, we should have that midah of, you know, the Chazal say the mitzvah of Orla, Parshas Kedoshim. Orla teaches the mitzvah of patience, mesinus. You have to wait. You don't get it right away. You have to wait 3 years. Then the fourth year, you know, it's not happening right away. But make sure that you're growing on a constant level. And have someone monitor you to speak it out, where you're holding, what you're doing, and that, Be'ez Hashem, you should have Kedusha that remains, and Kedusha that is growing in a way that's commensurate with what you are at that point in your life, and not too quick. Of course, we don't want to just stay in the same place forever. We want to grow, and we want to move, but we know how to do it with the proper hadracha, and that, Be'ez Hashem, will be the yitzivus, the Kedusha, the permanence in our Kedusha, Darga achar darga. animal.
That was perfect.